can bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Plus, you can join us on Skype if you'd like to connect with us that way. The Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to get in, connected with the show in whatever way suits you the best. We've got a disturbing story to open things up with here tonight, coming out of Texas. And, Mark, apparently a judge has decided that one lady can have herself a girlfriend.
Yep, that's it. Well, it's not even just that. I mean, that's the effectively what he's decided, but she can't have anybody who is not related to her by blood or marriage, and you can't marry someone of your same sex in Texas, in the house after 9 p.m. Now, this is sort of an interesting holdover from times gone by when judges could put what they call morality clauses into divorce proceedings. And it still gets done some places in the United States.
Hmm.
And I think that people probably don't know, and I think that some people probably effectively think it's a good idea. So I thought it was worth bringing up. Here at RawStory.com, a Republican Texas judge, here's his picture with George Bush, who appointed him, perhaps, has ordered a lesbian couple to live apart or give up custody of their children. Judge John Roach of McKinney, Texas, has given Paige Price 30 days to move out of the home she shares with Carolyn Compton and Compton's two children from a previous marriage, because he does not approve of Compton and Price's lifestyle.
Woman, I say you're living in sin.
That sounds like that judge is from South Carolina.
Whatever, I don't know how they talk in Texas.
They don't talk like they're from South Carolina. Roach has placed a morality clause in Compton's divorce papers, which forbids Compton from having anyone she's not related to by blood or marriage in her home past 9 p.m.
So
if the children are present.
So she can't even have a friend stay over, I mean, let alone a lover.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I mean, she can't have a male lover. She can't have anything of the sort. And I think that this is probably something that a lot of people disapprove of.
Oh, she can't even have a male lover?
No!
Oh, good point.
She can't have anyone she is not related to by blood or marriage in her home past 9 p.m. Well, effectively, that's what the result is, because
she's a lesbian.
She has a live-in girlfriend. I'm not going to propose to know where she fits on the Kinsey scale.
Oh, I thought you said they were a couple and they have this.
They are a couple. I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to say she's probably a lesbian then.
Fine. I don't know what that means.
Let's go ahead and jump to that conclusion.
She has a live-in girlfriend.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter to me what terminology one wishes to use to describe that.
Unless it's her nanny, it's probably her lover.
That's not the indication here. The indication is that it's her lover, her girlfriend.
Right.
So, anyway, it says that no one is allowed past 9 p.m. If the children are present. And now, I live in a married home, but I mean, I can't imagine what it would be like for my wife if for whatever reason she was dating after, you know, maybe we had a divorce. Maybe I die. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a couple of reasons why she might be looking for somebody else and mm-hmm. have a child. And it seems like an onerous kind of requirement is that nobody can stay at the house. Either the kids or the visitor must be gone at 9 p.m.
It's ridiculous.
It's kind of like a dorm room.
I've never heard of anything like this. You say this used to happen more often?
Yes, this is a practice from the past, and that, you know, that morality clauses were put in some states in divorce proceedings, and in order to keep people chaste and wholesome.
Okay.
Compton
so said if you can't have sex, as though you couldn't have sex with the person that you're interested in before 9 p.m.
Well, I would think that the kids should be in bed by 9, hopefully, mm-hmm. depending on their age. 9 p.m. was my bedtime for a very long time, I recall. Of course, I didn't have, it was an issue of perspective at that point. I can't remember what age 9 p.m. stopped being my bedtime, but it seemed like it was a long time mm-hmm. When it was moved to 10. Compton said that she and Price have been together for 3 years, Compton's ex-husband. This is her claim here. I don't know. Has rarely bothers to see the children. Has previously been arrested on charges of third-degree felony stalking in 2011. The charges that he was able to plead down to criminal trespassing and a misdemeanor, whatever that means. I don't know who he was supposedly stalking or where he was trespassing. Doesn't matter to me. But the claim is that the ex-husband rarely bothers to see the children. And this is certainly true in some relationships, if it's not really true in this one.
Mm-hmm.
In a post in Facebook, Price wrote that Roach had inserted, that's the judge, a morality clause into the divorce agreement when Compton's ex-husband attempted to gain custody of the children in 2011. The judge wrote that he disapproved of the two women's lifestyle. The judge wrote that he disapproved of the two women's lifestyle. Specifically. This has nothing to
do. Whose business is it? Why is it this man in a robe's business what her lifestyle is?
I don't know, but I think that this is a power that the judiciary in Texas needs to have taken away from it.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, I don't understand why lawmakers in Texas don't react immediately to this.
Why would they react immediately to anything? Lawmakers don't react immediately to anything unless it threatens their pension or something like that.
That much is true. I bet they voted themselves at a pay raise in the last half decade.
Yeah.
So while the American economy was rolling, was in the worst shape it's been in decades, they probably got themselves a pay raise. So anyway, that's just
pure
idle speculation on my part.
This is so insulting. I mean, the suggestion being that there's something wrong with having someone living with you if you're not married to them. I mean, that's basically what this judge is saying. He is also underhandedly taking. Right. He's also underhandedly taking a shot against lesbians, you know, and I think homosexuality here. But at the very least, he's certainly saying you can't have someone you're dating staying over while you've got a child in the house. And that's ridiculous. And what do you do about that? Can his order, can it apply if she leaves Texas? Probably not, right?
I would think not. But usually when it comes to custody situations, you may not move. Because,
really?
Well, the husband's around. I mean, do you think it's fair for her to take her kids? I mean, let's assume that he sees the kids on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's fair for her to take the kids and move to Oregon?
No, I get where you're coming from. I didn't realize that there was that level of restriction
on
divorce with custody. You can't leave. You're stuck here for 18 years. You've got to stay in Texas
usually,
with this kind of environment?
Usually they have to make some kind of deal. Some kind of agreement has to come to. especially if there's joint custody. That's becoming more and more common.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly what does my joint custody mean if my wife takes my kid and moves to Florida?
I get you.
I live in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I get you.
I don't exactly have joint custody at that point.
Unless you agree to it. Unless you agree to, you know, whatever terms. I see where you're coming from.
That's how that goes. So, yes, she is caught between a rock and a redneck.
Right,
in Texas.
The toll-free number is 855-453, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Was there more you wanted to share from this?
I just think it's interesting, and yeah, I think the legislature really does need to move on this, because this is a power the judiciary is clearly abusing, at least in this case.
And is it a legislative, you don't necessarily know this, I'm just asking the universe, is it a legislatively approved process, or is this just one of those things that the judges can do if they feel like it? Because, like, there's contempt of court everywhere. But there's no legislation that created contempt of court. It's just what is described as a power inherent to the court system or to the judiciary. Right. They just have this. You can't take it away.
I don't know, but I suspect that that morality clauses are something that has been given to the judiciary by the legislature. I'm just guessing. Or, at the very least, if the legislature votes it out, that then the judiciary would probably not be able to do it anymore. It certainly would create a conflict in the checks and balances arena.
Sure. Yeah, I wonder how that would go over. I mean, I certainly don't have a finger on the pulse of Texas legislature to see if this would even be possible.
If the state doesn't have gay marriage, likely this will be a lever issue in that particular area. It shouldn't be, because it's not being applied according to the article, not being applied fairly between heterosexual and homosexual couples, that it's generally being applied only to homosexual people.
I can't even imagine there would be somebody out there who agrees with this judge. There has to be people out there that agree with him, but are you listening to the show? 855-453. Do you think that a judge should be able to tell someone, whether they're lesbian or not, that you can't have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you can't have somebody living with you who's not related to you if you've got a kid? It's crazy. 855-453. You can share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition here. We'll take your calls about what you want at 855-453. Maybe you've got some comments on this Texas judge deciding to insert a morality clause into, was it a divorce agreement, I guess?
A custody agreement.
Custody agreement, basically telling a lady that she's not allowed to have anybody come over to her house after 9 p.m. if they are not blood related. Or what was the other?
Related by marriage.
Or related by marriage. So she's not married, and she has a girlfriend. She's had that girlfriend for 3 years, and now essentially she's prohibited from spending time with that girlfriend or spending a night, a single night with that girlfriend.
She could marry that girlfriend's brother, and then that girlfriend would be related by marriage.
By marriage, right. I can't get where you're coming from.
That's the best thing I can come up with for this
woman. Because it's Texas. She can't have a gay marriage there,
I think that maybe she could come to New Hampshire where we have, gay marriage is
but
legal.
But would Texas have to recognize that?
I don't think currently, especially with the Defense of Marriage Act in place on a federal level, but I think that she would have a legal standing to bring a, essentially
challenge the order.
If she got the right judge, she could get some kind of injunction against the order and then challenge the order.
I got you. We'll continue with your calls here in moments at 855-450-FREE.
A spring is the time that people buy houses. That's just the reality of the situation. More houses are bought and sold in the springtime. If you're buying a house, you need a mortgage. If you're selling a house, you're going to probably get some other domicile. In a lot of cases, you're going to need a mortgage. So if you need a mortgage, you need to check with MortgageMinuteGuy.com. At MortgageMinuteGuy.com, Roger Schlesinger, his team of experts will work with you to find the right mortgage for you. It's not some cookie-cutter situation where they're going to find, just get the same loan out for everybody. There's a right mortgage for you, the one that's going to work for you, and at MortgageMinuteGuy.com, they're going to find that right mortgage for you. So I'm going to give you a telephone number so you can give them a call. By the way, if you have somebody you're working with on a mortgage, maybe you should get a second opinion. Like, this is the item upon which you will spend likely the most money in your life, so maybe I should have a second opinion before you just go with it. Give them a call at 866-288-0088. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
All right, so we'll continue here. Crichton is on the line in Louisville. Crichton, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I called in for a completely different reason, but you guys just touched a real big nerve.
All right.
You guys questioned whether or not any one of your leadership, your listenership, would agree with the idea that a judge has the right to impose a morality clause on a civil action.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here, I'm going to change my call in to tell you that I do agree with it.
Okay, so what sort of morality clause would you agree with?
Well, there's a lot of morality clauses, but here's the issue. The issue is that these people are entering into a civil action against each other, and there has to be a deciding factor, a presumably independent third party to make a decision.
And right, an unbiased arbiter.
Yeah, but there's no such thing as unbiased. No one asks for unbiased. That's not true. You can't find it. It doesn't exist.
Well, I don't think anybody asked the judge to preside. They were forced into this particular situation because the court is the final arbiter in these situations.
Well, Crichton, what are you suggesting as far as a morality clause would be appropriate? Are you agreeing with what this judge has done in preventing this woman from having a girlfriend come over?
Not necessarily, but I don't know all the information. And to be perfectly honest, neither do you. But that's not.
Well, that's a really political answer. I mean, whenever you ask a politician a real good question, they'll always one of the ways they dodge it is by saying, "Well, I don't have enough facts to really make a determination about that." So, what do you see as an appropriate morality clause? Give me an example.
How about a case where two people are divorcing because one of them is a chronic addict?
And that wasn't alleged in this case at all.
I didn't say that. You asked for a condition where it would exist.
Yep.
Where one is a chronic addict, cannot, from their own perspective, control their own lifestyle, and the judge imposes a restriction that failure to comply with that lifestyle would result in consequences.
I think that's fair, right?
Well, hold on a second. Generally, a judge in a custody case can make a decision based on who should have the child according to who's the best to take care of it. So if one parent is a crack addict and the other parent is an upstanding individual who's got a job and is not
just happened
addict,
to get married to a crack addict.
People change, Mark.
I'm just saying.
Things happen. But if somebody is a crack addict and the other parent is not and is able to take care of themselves, then that person's going to likely get custody, and the crack addict will be likely to, you know, get some sort of visitation. So I don't see why a morality clause is necessary there at all.
My point is that you're attacking the idea of a morality clause. You're attacking this particular morality clause because you don't agree with it.
I don't, hold on just a second. I don't know that we are that we're on the same page here. I don't know what a morality clause is, but it's my understanding that the morality clauses are only instituted in this particular way. That a morality clause says something similar to what was said here, that you may not have a visitor of the same sex or opposite sex or whatever at your house past 9 p.m. Not that there are no other clauses, but the specifically morality clauses have to do with boyfriends and girlfriends, as the article presents it to me. Now, I haven't gone through it. I consider it a supreme waste of time to pour through legal tomes, figuring out what these lawyers and are trying to say and how they're trying to say it. Because as far as I'm concerned, legal terminology is a license to lie. But as I understand it, the morality clauses don't mean any kind of clause in the agreement. They specifically mean a clause about a boyfriend.
Well,
or girlfriend,
even if it does, have to do with being addicted to something. I mean, if the addiction is a problem that's going to create a difficult living environment for the child, then maybe there's a reason to make a decision about where the child should live there. But not all addictions are particularly dangerous ones, or are ones that are going to create dangerous conditions. So I don't really see any examples of a morality clause that I would find acceptable, and you haven't given me one yet.
A morality clause is a clause imposed on one party or both that is there because it's not illegal, one, normally, and two, it offends the morality of one or both parties.
Sounds like it offends the morality of the judge in this case.
Well, addiction is illegal.
Because the judge made a statement here, I don't have it in front of me, but Mark, you read a statement from this judge basically saying he disagreed with her lifestyle. And so he's going to put a morality clause in. Crichton, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Paul, listening in Norfolk to WNIS. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I think you're missing the point, and I think it would be good to inform your listeners of this. Those clauses, which in Virginia we don't call them morality clauses, are inserted primarily for the protection of children.
Well, that's what they're always going to be inserted for.
Well, I mean, in a real way. Now, I've been an attorney for many years, and I'm a guardian for children in many cases. Okay. And the reality is that for children to see their parents put up is traumatic. And then to see them soon afterward with members of the opposite sex or any sex as husband.
These ladies have been together for 3 years. If you want to stand by, Paul, we can bring you back here in a moment. So 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. How long should one have to wait before one can have another lover, their girlfriend or boyfriend, fiance? 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD-dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult, valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition here with you tonight. It's Ian in studio.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got streams, and they're live, and they're around the clock. So not only can you listen to the show while we're live, but also after the show's over, you'll hear the same show looped for the next 21 hours. So at all times, you get the latest episode of Free Talk Live on our streams at listen.freetalklive.com. You can also get tuned in on over 115 radio stations from coast to coast. And in addition to that, we've got satellite listening options like XM satellite radio, including two channels up there, America's Talk and Extreme Talk. Plus, we've got the KU Band free-to-air channel available across North and Central America, and that's brought to you by Bitcoin. Our webcam is available to you, plus listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. And I just updated the information about the listen lines today. There is a change. We actually have two listen lines for Free Talk Live. One of them has been changed as of recently, and I have updated that number there. So you may want to update your phones over at listen.freetalklive.com and get all that information.
You've probably heard about Bitcoins in the news. They've received a great deal of news over the course of the last few months. They're a new international currency that's virtual, but then again, all currencies are virtual these days. I mean, when Ben Bernanke creates new money, he doesn't turn on a printing press. He just enters ones and zeros, has somebody enter ones and zeros into a computer.
Mm-hmm.
So all currencies are virtual these days. But it's the what's specific about Bitcoin is it doesn't have any sort of country allegiance. The U.S. dollar obviously is controlled by the Federal Reserve, and the euros by the European Central Bank, and you know the ruble, and it just goes on and on. Whereas Bitcoin is a cryptographic computer program that has no ties to any specific individual, and it's fascinating. And I believe it's going to create a lot more human freedom. But in the short term, it allows you to send and receive money virtually free
and fast.
Yeah, and fast compared to using all the other banking systems, which costs a lot of money and are relatively slow.
Yep.
And you have complete control of your bank account. That's a really great feature of Bitcoins. But acquiring them, not everybody knows how to do that. I'm going to tell you how. You go to bitinstant.com. They're the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire Bitcoins. They make it possible for you to deposit money in more than 1 million locations. It's a lot of locations. Just go to bitinstant.com, tell them how you want to fund your account, because there's different options for you, and tell them where your account is. If you don't have an account, it's a good idea to go to blockchain.info and create an account there. And then make a deposit, maybe at a CVS or a Walmart somewhere near you through the MoneyGram red telephone. It's bitinstant.com. That's bitinstant.com.
Paul's back with us. He's an attorney in Virginia Beach, the Norfolk area there, WNIS listener. Paul, we've been talking about this morality clause issued by one judge in Texas against a lady and basically prohibiting her from having her girlfriend come over to the house after 9
o'clock
at night.
No, her girlfriend lived there, but she could no longer.
I mean, she has to
move
out. And it prohibits not just her girlfriend, but if she were to have a boyfriend, it would prohibit that as well. And you were telling us a little bit more about your experience with morality clauses.
Well, yes, and we only use them here in Virginia, and I think nationwide where there are children involved. Because if there aren't children, we don't really care. People can do what they want. But, you know,
that's the case here.
Children are the victims of divorce. They're hurt more than the parents are, even though they can be hurt also. So that clause is normally inserted in order to protect them from a change, and all of a sudden there's a new man or new woman sleeping in the same bed with mommy or daddy.
Is that clause normally inserted, or is that clause when it's normally inserted in order to protect the children? Because I don't think this happened in my parents' divorce back in the 80s, and I certainly have seen friends who have children date. I just wonder, exactly, does this
go
in?
How common is this?
This is pretty uncommon, as I understand it. In Texas, it's only being used against gay people, is the claim from rawstory.com.
Well, yeah, I can't speak to Texas. I know in Virginia it's routine. Now, both parents can agree together not to have it if they want to hop in bed with somebody else pretty quick. But normally they want a 2 or 3 year buffer period so the children can adjust to the fact that mommy's gone or daddy's gone. And we want to give them as much time as they need and not rush a new relationship in front of them. So you can get together when the children aren't around. You can get together during the day. You can go to a hotel. But it's really for the protection of children. Again, both parties can kind of waive it if they want to be free to do what they want. But I think selfish.
I can see it if they want to do it, either A, they agree not to have it, or B, one party says, look, I want to see, 2 years or something like that. In this case, these people had been divorced for 3 years, and that it only came about after the husband tried to get custody, I guess, after his arrest or something. I'm not entirely sure. He didn't get custody, but he was able to get this morality clause inserted, but it hasn't been implemented for the last 2 years.
Well, sometimes parents try and be fair to the other parent, but then they see there's a succession of new people coming in and out of the house, and then they see that it starts to hurt the children. Then they can come back later and say, you know what, I wanted to be kind of broad about this, but I really do now feel it's harming my child. And they should, they have a right to say that. And then
shouldn't they just get custody in that case?
Pardon?
I mean, really, shouldn't they just get custody in that case rather than putting it seems to me if I got a divorce from my wife and there was a, succession of new men every month or something like that, that might be an indication that she's not a very good mother and that I should have custody.
Well, that could be true, and these are very circumstantial depending on the facts of every case. And sometimes you don't even know what's going on, so it's very hard to prove what's going on. I mean, that could be a factor, but oftentimes both parents have blemishes or they're imperfect, and so it's a difficult call.
Paul, thanks for the info, man.
It's not attacking morality. In fact, in Virginia, that clause, not related but blood or marriage, includes in a romantic relationship with. So it doesn't, like, exclude roommates and everyone else.
Huh. Thanks for the call. I appreciate the clarification, Paul. Appreciate the info. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, he's talking about Virginia, where it's a, you know, maybe a different situation as it would be down there in Texas. I mean, it still sounds like a morality clause, despite what he was saying there toward the end, even if the judge is saying, well, this is for the good of the children, that you can't have a boyfriend or a girlfriend stay over within X amount of years. That's definitely a morality clause, because the suggestion is that there's something immoral about going back out and dating after losing your, you know, your partner.
I think that different people approach it differently, but as sort of a general consensus in society, that's what you know, people think.
Chris is in Somerville, South Carolina, listening to WSEFM. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, I have a contrary opinion of from what I've heard from you guys, and I've had some personal experience with terms of morality clause. First of all, I can tell you that I don't think that it's just aimed at gay couples. I had a situation where my ex-wife and I, the custody arrangement kind of varied over the course of a number of years, and because she was a woman, and women in general get a lot more leeway when it comes to custody, most of those cases.
I think that's generally a true statement.
And I was in a situation where I was living a clean, moral, Christian life, and she was still walking the road that we walked together for a long time, but I changed my ways, and that's part of what caused us to separate. That being the case, I kept on bringing up a lot of the issues, a lot of the moral issues that were going on in her life in terms of drug abuse and all those kinds of things, and it, all they were accusations in terms of what could, and given a whole lot of weight to the situation. However, we did have a clause like that in our custody arrangement, and it finally was the straw that broke the camel's back and availed me the ability full custody of my daughter.
So you're saying you had a clause that prevented each of you from having
one of us could not have anyone that was not related by blood or marriage of the opposite. This was specifically said of the opposite sex that's not related by blood or could not be an over remain in a overnight, whether it be one night or be a cohabiting situation.
Interesting. It sounds pretty common. Chris, thanks for your story, man. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Take control, Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you'd like at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line with you tonight. Ian here.
And Mark.
And join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. And when you enter into the various stores, you'll see there Amazon, the primary one. You enter into those stores, Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale, typically. Now, Amazon is the best deal. We get a decent cut. I mean, they send us like 7 or 8% on most items. On electronics, I think it's only 4%. But all we get that just for you taking a moment and going to shop.freetalklive.com before you start your online shopping. And, in fact, if you want to save yourself the step, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com. Bookmark, you know, and then click the one that's right for you. There's different Amazon, so Amazon US, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada. You click the right one for you. Then just bookmark that first landing page. And then you can just go back to your bookmark, and it'll automatically have our little code up there in the URL, and that'll make sure that we'll get the percentage, which we really appreciate. It makes a big difference for us when you do that. So thank you for shopping through Free Talk Live. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Coming up in about 2 weeks, just over 2 weeks from now, the Porcupine Freedom Festival begins. It starts on June 17th. It ends a week later on June 23rd, and it's happening at the same place it always is, the Rogers Campground in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. It's right up nestled in the White Mountains of northern New Hampshire. It's an incredible view. It's an incredible time, too, because you're with hundreds and possibly well over 1,000 like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people that actually care about freedom, people who actually understand what it means to be free. These are individuals, many of whom are participants in the Free State Project, which is a concept of moving liberty-minded people like Mark and myself, and maybe like you, to New Hampshire, and then having those people get active. We want to get over 20,000 people here, and the Porcupine Freedom Festival is kind of a way to show off some of the activism that's going on here, but mostly to show off what it's like, or what it can be like, when you actually are around a community of people who have a similar mindset, people who understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free. And that includes people who might have a different, you know, somewhat different set of morality. You know, that maybe they, you know, maybe they think it's completely okay to engage in certain chemical use. Maybe they think it's totally fine to have gay marriage, for instance. Or maybe they're atheists, or maybe they're religious, and they've got, you know, different sets of what they consider to be appropriate as far as behavior. That's all okay. There's a whole range of people in the liberty movement. We've got everything from families to single people. We've got, you know, gay people. There's the big gay dance party, that which is going to be happening this year at Porkfest. We've got various different religious individuals. I believe they're going to have a religion panel with Dobby Barker, the Muslim agorist.
There's going to be services on Sunday morning.
There will be various services on Sunday morning and of course, the
Friday
atheists,
evening, too, I believe.
And, of course, the atheists and unchurched people are there, Christians. I mean, all kinds of different people. It's a wonderful group of folks, all who are brought together by their shared value of liberty. And go to porkfest.com. It is, I believe, at this point, too late to register online, if I'm not mistaken. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
It's either today or tomorrow.
Okay, can you check that for me? Go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. I don't want to give misinformation. I had heard it was shutting down on the 1st. Now, I don't know if that means it shut down at midnight this morning or if it's going to
shut
down.
Looks like you can still do it.
You can still do it? Okay, so if you want to get the $50 Porkfest price point, today's the day. So go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, because from what I understand, they're going to shut that thing down, the online registration.
Tonight.
You'll still be able to go if you're, you know, a procrastinator. You'll still be able to just show up at Porkfest, but then it's $75 to get in for the whole week. So if you don't want the price to go up by, 50%, then go now to porkfest.com. And we will see you there, by the way, because Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live every single night from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 10th one. Where big name speakers like Lou Rockwell, Mary Ruart, David Friedman, and others will be present. And it's going to be a blast. Plus, you get to see the people you may not have ever heard of or met before. We're going to have the Civil Disobedience Panel. There's going to be a free radio seminar. These are some of the things I'm personally involved in. There's all kinds of kids' activities. And it's going to be an interesting year because one of the buildings at the Porcupine Freedom Festival or at Rogers Campground burned down about 2 weeks ago. Or a week ago.
Yeah, it hasn't been long.
And so that's going to kind of change things a little bit. I heard there's plans of maybe bringing a big tent out to replace it, maybe even having a construction party to try to fix, you know, I guess repair or build a new building or something like that. So it'll be a great time. There's going to be a lot to do throughout the week, a lot of different activities, and I'm jazzed up about it. I mean, it's one of the more fun things I think that we get to do as a radio show every single year.
Yeah. It's exciting.
It's a great time to get out and, you know, meet some of the Liberty luminaries and also meet a lot of our listeners. I mean, it's not really a Free Talk Live event necessarily, but there sure are a lot of Free Talk Live listeners that attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So it's kind of an opportunity to meet. Maybe if you go on our BBS or you post show prep at freetalklive.com, it might be a chance to meet some of the same people that, you know, you've only seen online or you've seen in the Free Talk Live chat room or something like that. So, again, that's porkfest.com. Mark, did you have some additional thoughts on the morality clauses we've been discussing this hour?
So I've heard basically the article makes a couple of claims that people have called in to rebut. Those two claims are, A, morality clauses are sort of old-timey and going away. And
right. People have called to say they're actually fairly common, at least in Virginia or Texas.
And B, that it doesn't affect gay people. The article claims that it affects gay people more than it affects straight people. And I've heard people sort of, you know, say, gay nothing. And I don't think that part I disagree with. I think that, in fact, it does affect gay people, more unfairly. The reason is...
At least in a state where gay marriage is prohibited.
Right, people have sort of painted the picture that morality clauses prevent women, because generally women get children, from having a long string of lovers coming in on a weekly basis, as though this happens very often. That hasn't been my world. I don't know. Maybe that is somebody else's world.
Well, the suggestion has been that the morality clause is common. It's something that applies to both individuals in the custody, and it essentially says that you can't have someone staying over at your house. Someone can be male. Someone can be female.
That isn't related by blood or marriage.
Right.
However, there's nothing to prevent a woman who gets a divorce from getting married the next day.
In Texas, to someone of an opposite sex.
In anywhere... at all in the United States. Anybody right. listening to my voice, I don't know of any person who cannot get married, never heard of this, the day after they get a divorce.
That's a good point. Yeah, you just go down there with $100 and they'll give you the certificate, right?
So in states where straight people can marry and gay people can't, this is a detriment to gay people. Oftentimes you will hear, well, gay people can do whatever they want, they just can't get a state marriage. Well, apparently they can't, because they can't live together, at least in Texas, or any place that anybody has a morality clause, and they don't have gay marriage, because they can't get married.
Mm.
And that is yet one more argument for state-sanctioned gay marriage. Now, I'm not for state-sanctioned gay marriage because I'm not for state-sanctioned marriage specifically. Now, I think that if you're going to have some law, you ought to apply that law fairly, as fairly as you can, and I think that it's a good reason to get rid of that law. I don't think that the government ought to be involved in my marriage to my wife, but I can assure you they're going to get involved. So,
do you think we'll ever see that change?
No, I don't. I don't think it's
not
possible.
Not even here in New Hampshire?
Nope. I don't.
Really? I was hoping that we might see that someday.
Well, let's work on that. No, it's nonsense.
Why?
Now, imagine you got to start a little island called Ianville. All right?
Sounds creepy.
Yeah. All right. Would you like to name the island now?
Nope. Go on.
All right. We'll call the island a little clod of dirt, just to be nice. And on little clod of dirt, you are the legislative body, and you make all the rules, and in the rules you say that we don't have state-sanctioned marriage here. You can come here and get married, and you'll be married as far as I'm concerned, and as far as everybody here on the island is concerned, but you won't have a piece of paper saying so.
You can get pieces of paper without a state-sanctioned marriage if you get one from the church that marries you.
Fine, you'll have a church marriage here. Then you decide, I don't want to live on little clod of dirt anymore. Not you, mm-hmm. but the person who comes and gets married there. And they say, I'd like to move to the next closest thing. We'll say that Maine, the little clod of dirt is just off the coast of Maine. They move to Maine, and the government of Maine says, yep, you're not married. You don't have a piece of paper from an organization calling themselves a government, so therefore your marriage is not valid. And you're going to have all kinds of problems in that situation. So this has to be a tide change, and in a world where governments make money from handing out pieces of paper telling people that they're married, and for handing out pieces of paper telling them they're not married, and for deciding whether who gets the progeny and who gets the money and who gets all these things, no, I don't think you're ever going to get government out of that.
Well, I think we just need to decimate the idea of the state, and then
decimate
that'll change that.
Reduce by 10.
Really?
That's what it means. Go look
at
your dictionary.
Demolish. How about demolish?
All right.
Let's demolish the idea of the state. I guess I'm more optimistic, Mark, for the future. I think we'll get rid of the idea of the state at some point. Maybe not in our lifetime, but at some point we will, because mankind won't be able to advance without doing that. More coming up.
Quantum Vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.